Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the halal industry do for sale. As always, I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. And we want to thank you whenever you hear this, today, tomorrow, another year from now. If you take the time to listen to us, we want to thank you for taking the time, and we pray that we make sense in what's necessary. When we look at the society today, the society is no better than it was maybe 100 years ago. Many things have improved. Don't get me wrong. I'm not looking cross-eyed. There's a lot of improvement. But the mindset of people, revenge and all this, and still messing up as you go. You know what I mean? I was told yesterday that they were talking about, they wondered where the African Americans, I like to add descendants of the slave, which way we going to go with this decision? Will we go with the Israelis or go with the Hamas? No. People of faith, trust in Allah, should tell everybody, put down the war. What are you warring for? It was dead wrong. I'm a Muslim, but it was dead wrong for people to go and march on people and just kill them. If you got a warrant for their arrest, arrest them. Call on the county or the state or the continent to help you of them because they're criminals. Then take them back and charge them like the majority of the world have lived today. Bring somebody down for charges. That don't mean somebody won't be set up, won't be put in the wrong place. But at least let's do it the right way to try to show that we're more human, more believing in God than not. The things that has been done by Israel, wrong. The things, many things that have been done by Christians, wrong. The things that have been done wrong by the Muslims. God tells all of us, I don't care what faith you're in, don't commit those kind of sins. Don't commit murder.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a war, you know, I was in the Vietnam War, if there's a war and you're forced to be in it, the oppressors are coming against you, then you got a war. You got to defend yourself, no question about it. But to attack people and then attacking that body of people, if any way that is tied to racism or tied to religious mess up and problems of that nature, then we need to be ready to understand why before we jump into it. You know what I mean? In other words, Hamas, I would say they were wrong to go in and just kill people. But one thing I did notice, there were pictures of the killers. So instead of Israel firing bombs to kill other innocent people, maybe they should have took those pictures and put them on wanted. Wanted, wherever you at, we want you for murder. Now, anybody that can look at that and see that they shot down innocent people, they should understand. I don't care if it was my brother. If I see it, I'd have to say, hey, man, you killed the people like that? And I would understand them wanting to arrest them. But if everybody's just going to scatter bullets and scatter bombs all over everything, and these are supposed to be God-fearing people. God is not there. They're into the selfishness,
mm-hmm.
killing for selfishness. Yes, something happened, but do you know there's nothing on earth happened worse than the slavery of African-American people who are today descendants of slaves?
Right.
Nothing was worse on earth than that. The Holocaust was bad, no question about it. What Hitler did to the people just for them being Jewish, that was wrong, terribly wrong. But for them to a whole people and make them slaves, servants for hundreds of years, hanging some of them, burning, setting them on fire, shooting them down, having picnics with their little children, looking at that. If that ain't devilishment, then devilishment don't exist.
That's the worst of worst.
Yeah, so humanity got to see, yes, we hate the ugliness of somebody going up on somebody, sneaking up on them and killing them. But there's a way to do it without trying to find sides, S-I-D-E-S, throughout the world that confirm or support blowing up some other people. Bombs don't have faces. They don't know the difference between innocent and guilty. They just explode. These people that came in, from what we could see on TV, you don't need nothing else to find them guilty. You got their face, clear. With them shooting with their weapons, clear. It's not a movie. It's not a toy gun or blank gun. It's clear. So why not the United Nations, instead of making it a Muslim-Jewish fight, or sometime a Christian-Jewish, Christian-Muslim fight, instead of making it like that, take these pictures to the United Nations and put those faces up for criminal charges.
Mm-hmm.
Because now those who killed the innocent people in the area, they are guilty of something. Well, you killed some of my innocents, so I'm going to kill some of your innocents. That ain't the way human beings are supposed to work, especially not human beings that say they believe in God. These are not just army men. The Jews were the first to get a book, Three Abrahamic Faiths. They got a book from Moses. Moses carried their book. Then the Christians next, from Jesus. They get a book from Jesus. No, I don't believe he's the son of God. God don't need no sons. If there was going to be a son for God, it probably would have been Adam. Because Adam clearly had no father, had no mother. He was the first of creation. Jesus had a mother. Whatever way we said, no, that's not the son of God. What are you reducing God to? Then here comes Muhammad, who is the seal of all prophets, not the seal of all messengers, but the seal of all prophets. And these are religious leaders, religious examples, when we use that term religion, that says God does not want us to, one of them says clearly, thou shalt not kill. Here come people going, shoot up people that had nothing to do with whatever they're angry about. I'm not saying, you know, they didn't have a right, but they didn't have a right to kill. Your right might be that, yes, the Jewish community, with the help of Britain and America, moved you off your land. Okay, take that back to the United Nations. Don't kill innocent people.
Mm-hmm. They handled the war crime.
That's right. They handled war crime. This is what you did is a war crime.
Mm-hmm.
And for real, even though Israel could say, well, we're fighting back, you're not fighting back. How did they even get in? You could have fought them right on the front line. Matter of fact, if you really want to have war, you should do like the football game is played. Let the army of one get on one end and the army of the other get on the other end and then fight. But make sure the leaders are there that want the fight to go on. Make sure they end the battle. They may have a different opinion. I mentioned a week or so, I believe it was, how I was downtown here in Philadelphia. And as I was passing a building right across from City Hall, William Penn is on the top of City Hall, and it looked like his hand is pointed, his fingers pointing at this building, Masonic Temple,
yeah,
where the Masons do their thing. And a couple of Oriental-looking people were reading the sign. When the light changed, all of us wind up crossing together, and I wear my Vietnam hat regular. And as we got to the other side of the street, they were like side by side to me, and they looked at me, and I looked at them. looked at them, and they said, one of them said, "You was in the Vietnam War?" I said, "Yes, I was. Are you Vietnamese?" They said, "Yes, they are." I said, "Let me tell you something about the war." I said, "I'm grateful to have been there, and I'm grateful to live to come out." I said, "But it shouldn't have happened." I said, "I'm over there killing people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
People killing us because they don't, and they don't know us. So many people are dying because two men, with the support of a few others, called for a war. So young people going over dying, but they called for it rather than, why not sit down and talk? Ho Chi Minh, in my opinion, is wrong. Just like Putin is wrong today doing his thing. You want to own the people. We got a president of the United States, and we should vote and put in who could be the best for us, Democrat, Republican, Independent. One day, hopefully, we'll have some of our people in all of those slots, and we'll put them in too. But not for foolishness. Not for them to turn around and say, "Well, I'm the king. I'm the president of the United States, and I tell everybody, I'm going to run everybody, and I'm going to do what I want to." No, you're not going to do what you want. There's rules set.
Rules and regulations.
Of your reason for even being the president. Something got to be like that for Putin, but it's not, it seems. Something need to have been like that for Ho Chi Minh, but it wasn't, it appeared. So wars, in other words, there have to be wars fought, but they're for reasons. You've been getting ready to be overpowered by a people. And people are going to have their way with you and kill your families and things of that. You got to fight. You got to fight to the death. And Hamas may have a good point about what's happening to the people, but it was the Palestinians over that they call themselves helping. Hamas helping.
Yeah, Palestinians.
Palestinians, okay. If they helping them, you just now heard them. Because now they're getting bombed, and Hamas is hiding somewhere else. Is Hamas Palestinian? Are they Arab? I don't know. Don't really care. But the way we go into war and things of this nature, people got to have some, you know, a better way to look at things. And we, the African Americans, we can't just be dangling on the side. Somebody's saying they're waiting to see which way we're going. Who speaks for us that's going to say which way we're going? I ain't for neither one of them. And not because one is Jew and one is Muslim. No, not that. You ain't got no business going into each other like that, killing each other, taking over each other. There's not enough, really, that we even discuss with each other to find out why a government can do what they do. But when it comes to killing innocent people, who could be right? Well, I only killed them because they killed some of ours. You're still wrong.
Revenge.
Yeah, not only is it revenge, it's still murder.
Yeah.
You take the life
yeah.
right on the street. If a person walks down the street and shoots down somebody, immediately a warrant goes off for that person's arrest. If anybody knows the name, the way he looked like, she looked like, whatever, where they live, et cetera, what kind of car, automatically the police start looking. But the family might decide while they're looking, I'm going to go kill some of his family. I know his family. And you go kill some of their family. It's still wrong. You still got to go to jail. You still got to be punished. In other words, there's the old saying, two wrongs never make a right. I know they don't say never, but I put it in there. Two wrongs never make a right. So we have to see ourselves, our people, the African-American descendant of slaves, we have to build where our voice is strong, where we can make a difference. As I state, as Imam Muhammad stated, I should say before I state, the model community. That's what he told us, to establish the model community. A community that makes sense. A community that stands for the right of the human being as well as the right of the animals. As right as well, the right of the earth. Where we work together as a people in general. Competing and all that is good. This is what God calls us to. We want to establish the industries. Do we want to be the only ones? We can't be. It's too, the earth is too big. But for our people here in America, we like to stimulate that and get it started. Living in a neighborhood, but owning things, creating things that the humanity as a whole could use. But having it in a way where we pull ourselves out from being the last ones on the totem pole to do well. And we have to have a voice. That means that we have to see ourselves, Muslims particularly, as Americans, as God has put us here to be Americans, to get in leadership. You know, you got some people who say they ain't American. Maybe they too dumb. Maybe literally they too dumb to recognize that Allah has put them here. Others will lead and do wrong by us. No, you can get in the seat and correct it, not just for us, for the whole humanity. There's an effort that has to be made by everyone. Not just talk, an effort to make things right, to make things good. When they did Black Lives Matter, that was nice. That's nice. Should we have had to do that? No. This far out of slavery? Black Lives Matter back there, slavery, but look what they did to us. It's another form. And I wouldn't target all police officers. Because some police officers do that. You got a bunch of jokers that never be police officers who walking around and will kill us at the drop of a hat just because you're black, not because you did nothing. No, killing people is not the way of God. We gonna all die at a certain time. But for us, he wouldn't love us if that's all we did, went around sneaking and killing somebody. Nobody caught you do this one, so you go do another one. Nobody caught you doing that one, you go do another. No, that's a murderer. He's the one. God is the one that taught us the way. Punishment comes with that. His punishment, his wrath comes against that. No matter what they do, they could do time, they could do whatever. If he don't forgive them, his wrath is on them as well. And it may seem like we're talking about the halal industry, yes. We're talking about the building the model community, yes. And it might sound like today we ain't talking about it. We are talking about that. How can you build either if the world thinks it's all right to just kill and join somebody's side to kill more? No, we got to have a voice in that. Yeah, it's nice to have your own money, your own schools, but you have to be a part of the authority to make sure that the world functions right. The world where you at, and that world should have an effect next door to it. Meaning you in the city, we should have mayors from among us, male and female, mm-hmm. council people from among us,
mm-hmm.
controllers in the city from among us, police officers and everything too, doctors and all that too, educators. Then when we stretch and look across a little further, we should have, that's the local, we should have somebody in the state effort. In Philadelphia, we're affected like every other county in Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg. So we need people in Harrisburg to represent. Senator, state representatives, we have to have that. All this crazy stuff, no, man, I'm a Muslim, I ain't American. Stupid as I don't know what. You ain't reading the Quran. Quran gives you the right and the need to be in charge of the area you're in, to make it grow right. Then when we're finished that, we need to send to the national picture and see ourselves running for Congress. Yes, that too. The higher senator position and president. You know what I mean? Why shouldn't there be male and female of any race going to the top to do better for America? of any religious body. As long as they're going to do what's right for the people, all of the people, not some of us. If a president want to get up there and just do for some people, stop taking money out of the people you don't want to help. Take it out. Stop taking it out of their account.
Well, they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah, take the tax, leave that alone and everything. Now, tell them the reason why we don't use you all. We don't take nothing towards the federal government from you.
That's too much like doing right.
Oh, it is. It is. But that's why we have to see, you have to be a part of it, because where there's injustice, you got to bring justice.
Yes.
You got to bring fairness.
Yes.
The average person would think that, well, I'm going to be treated fair because I'm a part of the whole thing. I pay my taxes. I follow the rules. I obey the laws. I graduated, you know what I mean? All this stuff. It means that I go to work every day. So these things mean something, but they got to mean something to the individual first. It means something to me for somebody to think they could have said yesterday, which way are the blacks talking about us? Which way are we going to decide to go, with the Israelis or the Hamas? No, we ain't going with neither one of them. Going for what's right. Stop killing. Stop killing each other. Don't bring no more wrath on the innocent Israelis. And don't bring no more wrath on the innocent people of Hamas. Let's find the ones who did all the killing. Start off looking for Hamas. Post their pictures so they can't run to no country and be free. Post them. These are the people. We've seen it on TV. Where they were shooting, we didn't always see where the bullet went. But if the shooting is true to the incident, put their picture on a wanted poster for the world. Guilty of killing innocent children, innocent adults. Israel, do it make a difference if it's Israel? No. It don't make a difference. It could be the United States. It could be China. Even what Putin is doing. There should be a call out from the nations, the different nations, that we can't take what you're doing no more, man. And China, you want to go over there, we'll put you, or Korea, whichever one it was, we'll put you in trouble before you go. Anybody that want to join that kind of craziness, you just want to take over people, take over land, and take people's freedom from them. What, the seat don't call for that. It's not even right. Let us get our share so we can put our mind in place where it should be. And part of our share is, yes, doing for ourselves. We got to do that. But part of our share is also put people in office, get anybody else. In many of these states, we're the greater number. Let's put some people in office that's going to do what's right. Not get in there, they don't know what they're doing, or they're doing the wrong thing, joining some of the Caucasians that's doing the wrong thing, thinking wrong. No, let's do it right. Let's make a world, not just make an America or some other country. Let's make a world that's better for us. This is too much beauty that we're wasting that has been given to all of us from God. All we got to do is live right and enjoy the earth. And the scriptures, the Quran, it says, when they get into the paradise, they see things and they say, this is like what I've had before. Meaning God has given us paradise here on this side. Do the right thing and you're going to get something like it, but better. It lasts forever. No foulness in it at all. So some people, you know, they don't want to hear the religious side, but you better hear it. You better recognize that this is for all of us. There's no one escaping. You either going to make it or you're going to fail and fall yourself and find yourself in the fire. So we have to do things that make sense. We got to do things that make sense and then go forward. You know what I mean? So we're asking everybody to look out for the halal industry because we're into doing for self. Find where we need to build this model community. We're going to set up a Zoom at some point. And we're going to go forward with that at some point. Where we know we're going to set up a discussion on where to establish the first model community. After establishing one, we'll establish a second, a third one, a fourth one. And we'll need more than one model community in every city. You know, in Philadelphia, they used to have a thing to see whose block was the cleanest. Every weekend, there was a challenge. I remember growing up in South Philly, we grew up with those like pearl white looking steps, marble white, I would say. And you had to clean them every Saturday. We're down there. That's right. That's how we found out what Ajax was supposed to do. You know, I mean, clean them steps up. And they had people that would go through the city and say which was the cleanest block. All those things are real. Let us ask for forgiveness. Meanwhile, let me give our brother James the mic so he can take us through a PSA for us.
Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum. I'd like to read from the 25th Surah of the Quran, Al-Furqan, the criterion. Ayats 1, 2, 3, and 4. Al-Furqan, the criterion. Blessed is he who sent down the criterion to his servant, that it may be an admonition to all creatures. He to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. No son has he begotten, nor has he a partner in his dominion. It is he who created all things and ordered them in due proportions. Yet have they taken besides him gods that can create nothing but are themselves created. They have no control of hurt or good to themselves, nor can they control death, nor life, nor resurrection. But the misbelievers say, naught is this but a lie, which he has forged, and others have helped him at it. In truth, it is they who have put forward an iniquity in a falsehood. And they say, tales of the ancients which he has caused to be written. And they are dictated before him morning and evening. Say, the Quran was sent down by him who knows the mystery that is in the heavens and the earth. Verily, he is all forgiving, most merciful. Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for an edition of the Halal Industry, Do For Self, with your host, Imam Wale Ayu Bilal, President, Founder and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength, to establish community life by doing for self, to build the model community. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in live to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us, tweet at CWSHURAA. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit am360.org, Pan Corporation, Community-Wide Shore Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. If you would like to ask a question or make a comment, dial 267-385-0259. Again, if you would like to ask a question or make a comment, dial 267-385-0259.
Yes, thanks, Brother James. Nate Muhammad, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. Well, just thank you for commenting on some of the things Imam Bilal just spoke on. But I couldn't help it to go back to the African-American, descendants of slaves of America, and what us as a people. Nobody experienced the hardship as a people as we did. Nobody in the history of mankind. Nobody. Nobody. They were never stripped of their identity, their language, their history, culture, and brought it down to nothing. Then we had to start off with scrap. That's probably why we're so good at making stuff out of scrap. Our parents and stuff could make anything out of nothing. But we look at the situation with the people, and they don't want to admit when it's wrong or when they're wrong. There's no integrity. We had to learn integrity. Matter of fact, everything we had to do, we had to learn it all over again. And at the same time, had to strive to keep the malice out of our heart. We had some people of us, some of us, still linger on that, the hate and all in their heart. But the path we came through, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with them. The path they brought us through helped clarify, can soothe our aching heart. That's why the Imam mentioned when there's victory, stay humble in prayer and don't do to them what they've done to us. That's telling us they don't do to the people who took advantage of us. Don't do it back to them, the same thing. We can't do that. We have to do this the way Allah says, Lord, because that's who's the one who guided us, who has guided us all along from our first days encounter in the slavery or captivity to up until today. And coming that path, you can't help to see what's going on in mankind and digest it and recognize the fault, recognize the wrong in the misstep. Allah did that. He made it so we can see that. Other than that, we'll be up in rage with everybody else. He don't want us. He frowned again upon death. He the one give death. Everything. He the one give life, rather. Everything comes from him. Only one benefit from death is Shaitan. If you remember all the devil initiation into the group, they had to sacrifice some form of life. And anytime you go in an area and you kill up everybody, that ain't godly. Women, kids, children, and elders, that's not godly. That's evil. And only one can move off of that is Shaitan. And he's only moving through the people. How you can recognize what that is. We're going through the same thing here in Philadelphia with the youth, killing each other and killing innocent people. That's only Shaitan here. And if we can't get to the point that we have to learn to recognize what's halal and what's haram, that's what we have to learn to recognize so we can move and we can navigate our way through all this madness and not being pulled anything from a sympathetic aspect. Everybody wants sympathy. Play on the people's sympathies. Why don't they play on the people's intelligence? Won't they be able to be fair? Everybody sit up here and say they want justice. You can't get justice unless you're fair. You can't be fair. I mean, you have to be fair to get justice. You can't do that. And everybody that camouflages the word justice because they know the majority of people don't know. I know the meaning behind it. Anything you leave with Allah's name, God, you have to be fair and honest to the people, even if it's against yourself. Do we look at that or do we see that in society? Absolutely not. We don't see that. We see lies. We see lies, cheating, stealing, manipulating. cover up the real truth. And at the meantime, the common people suffers. When they suffer, then the thing where they almost lose faith in God. I mean, the bird sent me a little tape last night. I was looking at it when the Imam Muhammad was in that area, Jerusalem, and all. And how the people respond to him. I was looking at the people responding. I wasn't listening at the commentary. I was listening to how the people respond to him. What they mean by they must have been calling the Imam the Majestic. Where that term might have originated from, how the people respond. Here's a Muslim leader in America. You understand? You know what they said? He was in captivity, and now he's free. I said, wow. So that's what they're talking about. But that's what the people recognize, because the majority of the people is in captivity under this foolishness. But they want to sit back. They want you to glorify them with some symptomatic thing that it don't even mean that. But they followed up with a war of revenge aspect. They did this to us. We're going to do this back to them. And tenfold worse than what they did to us. They ain't getting no peace out of that. You're trying to keep this content on and on, let it go on and on. Somebody has to step in to clarify everything or rectify or bring the people to peace to sit and talk. But if they can't recognize and admit they're wrong, they can never do that. We was taught that's what they call integrity. You have to be able to go back, and if you were wrong, you have to right the wrong by either apology or to fix up what you done. That's integrity. That's a person that has a godly spirit and can do that. Person that don't want to do it, he the heck with it. The hell with this, I ain't doing that. Y'all crazy. In the meantime, society go on and on. And all these things happen, again, Allah want to show you what's going on. He wants you to react, go up in arms. Look at what's happening. Bring everybody together, the minds together, to sit back and look at what's happening. Then let's sit up here and get a rational thing how to resolve. When you have a force moving behind everything, it's great. That's how you can look at and see what force is moving behind what's happening. And it only can be halal or haram. It can only be one of those two. But in the meantime, back to the African-American people, the descendants of slaves, our whole objective is to unite. Unite with Allah's name. To do for self and build a model community. We can see at the day that why the people can't unite. There's a haram aspect of things. It's controlling everything. It's controlling the mind. It's like a veil over the people's eyes. And once you unite, you pull all the forces there. That force can't do nothing to you. All you can do is bounce off you. You stay individually, he's going to play on your weakness, control you over your weakness, abuse your weakness. Then move on and like nothing happened. That's how Shaitan works. He even though that, yeah, well, you did it. I might have suggested, but you did it. That's how we're going to establish anything, come to grips with everything, and everybody can share with them with each other what they know. The Lord made us different so we can learn from each other. And if we know what each other knows, we put it all together, we all know the same thing. It's our time. I'm talking about the African Americans, the descendants of slavery. The thing is out in front of us, all we have to do is look at it. Then make a decision. Don't react based on somebody else. Suggesting that you are how you act based on what you see and what you know and the what direction you want to go. Halal industry. It's already laid out for us. A matter of just doing it. When the people come, we'll be ready. But as long as we leave with what Allah said first, do things ashore, we can be successful. The kind of success Allah. With that, I'd like to turn the mic back over to your man Bilal. This is Nate Muhammad. Bilal Industry. Do for self. I sound like
it. Walaikum assalam. Thank you very much, Brother Nate, Brother James. This is Imam Wali Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry Do for Self. Once again, speaking still to the same issues.
Mm-hmm.
Doing for ourselves is more than what we've been doing. Because even most of us, we felt incomplete. We go to the masjid together, most of us. You know, we're joined in with someone, that is. So each of us don't see each other, but the bottom line, across the country, we have a body of Muslims we see regularly. That's pleasing, no question. But what the people are missing, whether we're Muslims, Christians, Jews, whichever we are, atheists even,
mm-hmm.
what our people are missing is to be able to do for self,
yes.
to establish the way that we should, the legacy. Number one, a legacy is not just words in a book, but it could be that way. But it's also having the wealth, having the economics to establish the things we need to establish. We have something, all of us. I mean, we have too much experience, too much knowledge that we walk away from here. You know, our day to die is coming, no question about it.
Absolutely.
I pray that we all live a long time, get this job done. We have to leave a legacy for our young. We've seen over the last 10 years, if not before that, even less than 10 years, how there are some that would love to get rid of the history. Could you imagine? Get rid of our history where there was any strength. And be able to take our children down the line, our great-grandchildren right now from this point. That'll be, of course, somebody's child, but for people my age, might be my great-great-grandchild, that they could almost enslave again. We'd do it the same way. Wouldn't have to. But they could do it because we didn't leave anything for them. We didn't establish a picture. And those pictures that came to us, Selma and all of those places where our people struggled. Many of us seen it ourselves. I mean, I looked at the different African Americans on the little, had a TV that was bigger than me, but the screen was maybe looked like it was 5 inches in each direction. Very small screen. But I watched those, Martin Luther King's face and many other. I watched them. And seeing what they went through the day he got murdered. I'm looking at it. I'm a child, but I'm looking at it on TV. I'm still seeing and feeling and hearing the attachment of slavery when all that was going on. But we've kind of let that history be erased. But we haven't filled in anything for our future to have that will give them the progress. We've shown that we come together and we can work on something. But in the average city, we haven't built or established anything that says to us, says to our future, this is how to build it. No, we have to do something. We can't leave this into the hand of anyone else. Allah has given this to us to do, every one of us. Caucasians want to erase the history. They feel it's too hard for their children. Fine. That's up to them. That ain't us.
It's got nothing to do with us.
They ain't got nothing at all to do with us. We have to write our history, how Allah, God, caused us to struggle out of a situation after being put in it. And after struggling, we succeeded. And as Allah says with the victory, I know for me this is easy. Stay humble. Stay in prayer. In other words, stay grateful. You ain't humble because they humbled you. You humbled because God has favored you.
Exactly.
You're praying because you're thanking God for the favor of now and later. Because if you live a good life now, you're pretty much assured a good one in the next life. And I don't mean good because you took everybody else's right. That's not the good you're going to get in the paradise with. So those things we have to see as part of the work that we have to do. We have to leave a legacy for people to come. And we won't leave a legacy that's good for just our children. It'll be good for humanity. Done right, it'll be good for humanity. Who said that? Allah said it. That's why he raised messengers. That's why he gave us prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and know, I'm going to send messengers, and know that I will. They're not new to us. People don't want to call the Honorable Elijah Muhammad a messenger to us. He was.
Yes, he
brought a message to the black man.
He was a leader. That's
right. That's right. He brought a message. One, study, discipline yourself, build something, and don't forget to read that Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah don't tell you have to read it in Arabic. Get it if you can. But if we were to establish our schools and put them on the level that they should be put on and created businesses that would always give funds to the schools so they won't suffer. They won't suffer a loss. Our schools will raise people that will send blessings. Allah said this. Allah don't lie. You do a good today, you gone. But you did a good in such a way that people using it after you will cause blessings to go forward for you. They get the blessings too. In other words, Allah is not shallow in giving blessings. They get blessings for the good they doing, but you get them, we get them, for leaving the message so clear that they can get the blessings. We got a lot to do. You know what I mean? In other words, we got a world to change. Oh, yes, that's what Imam Muhammad meant. Remake the world. There you go. From dust to industry, we can build. That's where we started. When he said, like I said, when he said things over the years that just touched me as soon as I heard them, dust to industry.
Mm-hmm.
Man means mine. You know what I mean? Remake the world was easy after a few of those terms. Another one was just on the tip of my tongue, and I dropped it.
Man is mine.
Man is mine. There you go. That's it. So we got so many things from him, so many things from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. First, we can't bypass the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We can't bypass Sister Clara Muhammad and all of those that worked with him and with her to build the society that we built. And somebody said, he's a friend of mine to agree, but he's a friend that I keep kind of where we at. In conversation, but every now and then I have to spank his hands. He likes to say something about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He's raised up in one of the other masjids. That's where they get their kicks off.
Oh, okay.
And I'd ask him, do you believe that Allah says that he forgives you for your error and he increased your reward for good because you did the good. He said, oh, yeah, I believe that. I believe that. He fought for it every time. And I said, what do you think he's going to do with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? All these thousands of people that came to Islam, decent. They didn't come to Islam dirty. Whatever dirty they were doing, they dropped it.
Yep.
They took a bath. They cleaned up. We used the term more under Imam Muhammad, but the term was what the prophet said. Who is it that if a river was outside their door and they got in there five times to clean up, would have any dirt remaining on them? This is the kind of community the Honorable Elijah Muhammad established, that we wanted to clean ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you got Muslims speaking Arabic. I've heard imams get on the rostrum and use the MF word, the F word. Like he's standing in the bathroom talking to himself. He on the rostrum. And he said, excuse me. Yeah, he'll say, excuse me, Nate. But why are you saying it? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad had in his nation of Islam, do you know I never heard a curse word in there?
Mm-hmm.
I heard a couple. Yeah, that's why they call him that.
That's right.
Hey, he's a curse word. You know they wanted to say it, but they wouldn't say it.
That's right.
Now, of course, a little later on, the imam came in, people started using curse words. And he said himself, he used it, but he got to stop using it. But he gave us the picture also to be human with mistakes, but know how to clean it up.
That's the intention.
Know how to see. That's right. Know how to seek forgiveness with Allah for the error. So he helped us with the cleaning yourself five times a day. We was already clean. We were decent under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No question about it. Churches was looking at us and dressing like us. Most people in the church, they're dressing nice anyway on a Sunday. But when they saw the men, the FOI, dressed in the suits and whatnot, they wouldn't tighten up. They went and tightened up. They got better looking. You know, models is what we have to be. We have to establish industry to have the model to show that we can build too. We can establish things too. We can make things happen too. We got to work together. And we can sell to our own, to enrich our own. We got to teach our people that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of making everybody else rich on us and they give nothing back to the community.
Right.
No, we want to put people in business and it be their habit that every month they put something in a fund that may help the church or the masjid or if we wanted to help the synagogue. And somebody might say, well, brother, we Muslim, why would we help the church? Because our people are in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Our people are in the church. So we have to help our people see the way to do what they got to do. Allah didn't tell us to run them away from Christianity. He said he'll invite them to Islam. But meanwhile, they should see the goodness. Once upon a time, the Christian was about the best people walking around on earth for us as a people.
Yeah, I agree.
Once upon a time.
An American people.
Yeah, African American. And once upon a time. Now, I don't know how Caucasians felt about it.
That's right.
But for us, that was the decent day for us.
We with the Lord.
Yeah, on Sunday. I never forget it.
Yeah.
But the Muslims, 7 day week of cleanliness.
Yes, it was.
Properness.
Yes, it was.
Not be, excuse me, sir, not proper like that.
That is proper.
No, proper in the sense that you didn't hear us cursing.
Yeah.
We didn't get angry. Now, if we had to tie fire to you, we learned to do that without anger, without going overboard. And we had to do that in some places. Huh? Yeah, that's the sooner the prophet. Don't get angry. Don't get angry. Yeah. But we got to tighten your body up.
Mm-hmm.
What you did, you touched the sister. You can't do that. Well, I ain't mean it. Yeah, I know. We know.
Oops.
Yeah, we ain't mean that either. But don't do it no more. So we can lead people to what's right. We can have our Christian brothers and sisters standing right with us, leading to people what's right. Imagine a Muslim from our community. Now, trust this. Trust this. We've opened the door. The African-American people have opened the door enough that the rest of the world see that they can come to America and be leaders in America because, the as they would call us, the Negro, or as we would say, the so-called Negro, have also became leaders in the parliament, leaders among the authority, among Congress, mayors, et cetera, et cetera. We've opened that door. And now we're going to close it, talking about we're Muslims. Could there be a better leader? If supposed to be. Could there be a better leader, he or she, than the leader from the Muslim community who already know that their word is bond? They have to be honest. Their word ain't bond just with people. It's bond first with God. And before yes, walaikum
as-salam. As-salamu alaykum.
I just wanted to weigh in on something that was happening out here, if I can, you know. Karen Bass is the mayor of Los Angeles, and somebody was saying that, well, if she doesn't do something about the homeless problem, she may not get a second term, you know. But, you know, in thinking about it, I got a good brother, Rashad, as an architect, you know. But, you know, I was thinking, what about dormitories? Maybe three-story dormitories, you know. And somebody was telling me that in New York City, you can't sleep on the street. You know, you would have to be referred to a shelter or something, you know what I mean?
Talking about the homeless.
Go ahead.
They were doing that in New York. Yep.
What is the policy in Philadelphia? What is the policy in Philadelphia?
For a while, they were letting people sleep on the street in other places in what we call Kensington, the Northeast, in the subway station, things like that. So what you're saying there, if someone can establish the model with dormitories and things of that nature, I mean, because that was once upon a time one of the things I wanted to do to help people that were homeless years ago. This wasn't because there's an overflow of people now, but just years ago. Have somewhere where people could come in, clean up, eat, rest, have to be sit in a room to be educated about something, and then they can go out and come back the next day, et cetera, until they can get on their feet. So, yes, I what you're saying there about the dormitories, that if she takes that up, I'm sure that should be a model around the country.
I think so, too. You know, and those are our people. Those are our people.
Yes.
You know, people on the street.
Yeah.
And as Muslims, with the knowledge that we got and the blessing that we got, and all of all night and the leadership, our leadership go back way back to 1930. You know, we should just don't even look back and just take up the mantle and just run with it. And you know, they just evidently the other religions can't think. You know, I'm just saying that. You know, you know, so that's just something I wanted to put out there. Also, another proposal in terms of reparations, you know, I thought they had the Million Man March, but I was thinking of reparations, $40 million, Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. Why June the 19th? Because that's Juneteenth. That's a federal holiday.
Juneteenth.
Reparations, right. $40 million. See, at 40, have a lot of symbolic. H.R. 40, you got H.R. 40 and 40 acres of the mule and all that. You know, the $40 million is kind of like a target.
Yeah.
I was thinking about reparations, $40 million, Washington, D.C., June the 19th, 2024. So I just wanted to throw out there, have people think about it. get behind it.
Yeah,
I might run an article or something or add in Muslim Journal just to see how people respond to it, you know.
Yes,
all right, my brother.
Yes,
thank you
sense.
Very much.
Thank you. Now, are you all on the line at 9 with that?
Big pardon?
Are you on tonight at 9 with that? 9 o'clock tonight.
No,
are you on?
We had Juma. No, we had Juma. No, not tonight.
Okay.
But tomorrow. We had Juma today. Brother Muhammad Khatib, you know, Ruben Khatib. And he taught Juma at 1 o'clock our time. So that's for 3 or 4 o'clock y'all time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. Sounds good, though. We'll support as much as we can do. 48
reparations, 40 million.
June 19th. 40 million.
Right. Reparations, 40 million, Washington, D.C., June 19th, 2024. You know, something to shoot.
Yeah,
at,
let's do it.
You know.
We'll support you.
Well,
that's
thank
right.
You, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.